And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to you right around the country. It's the hour dedicated to your health and well-being. Indeed, our motto, our mantra for the next 60 minutes, as always, is to help you get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous. It is the House of Wellness. Ed Phillips here, joined by the delightful host of Channel 7's Daily Edition, Sally Obermaider. Hi, Sal.
Hello. Happy Sunday, everybody.
And adding to our stellar lineup, as always, our favourite pharmacist and medical herbalist, Gerald Quigley. Hello.
Why, thank you, Ed, and good morning, Sally. Lovely to see you.
Good morning.
Nice to catch up across the week at the Big Chemist Warehouse function. Enjoying your delightful company next to me.
Yes, that was a big afternoon, Ed, and we needed then some space to really get over that, didn't we? But a wonderful event.
He embraces with one arm and slaps across the chops with the other.
As all good friends should.
In the most delightful way. You can tell me to go to hell in the most delightful way, and I'm looking forward to the journey.
I would never do that, Ed. Never do it at all. You're a star, and we valued your company on Thursday.
You are hilarious. Right, we are here to help you out today in our A to Z of vitamins. What have you got to look at?
We're talking about a herb today which is really important in hormonal balance, and it's called red clover, trifolium. It's been around a long time, and it's one of those gentle balancing herbs, particularly when hormonal fluctuations cause a problem. And we're talking here mainly menopause.
All righty. Now, we did reflect on your fabulous trip to Hawaii for the House of Wellness TV show.
It was a tough gig, Ed.
Yes, and it's been so
well
received.
You're not still going with that line, are you?
Yes, someone had to do it.
We're running a repeat episode, an encore performance of that. You don't get another trip, but we do get to find out what's on the TV show a little bit later on. Luke Hines will call in and give us the rundown on what's on the show. And also, environmental activist from the US, Erin Brockovich, is going to make an appearance on the House of Wellness in the coming weeks as well. She's been in Australia. She, of course, made famous by Julia Roberts' portrayal of her in that Oscar-winning film. She's coming to Oz to join the fight against silicosis. Now, if you haven't heard about that, it's the deadly lung disease caused by inhaling silica dust. Yep. We find it in things like kitchen benchtops, bathroom basins, when you're working with stone or concrete, any kind of demolition work, all other areas of masonry and drilling, tunneling and so on. Health experts are predicting it could be the next occupational health epidemic to rival asbestos we saw in Australia. So
really, really sad.
Yeah. So she's in the country. She spoke with House of Wellness TV to record an interview, and let's hear some of what she said.
It's about protecting them and public health and welfare. And this story with silicosis, we've kind of seen it coming. There's been, you know, something where we should have made movements earlier on, but I don't know why we wait. That is distressing to me and can be preventable. So here we now have this news everywhere about the silicosis and young men dying and dropping dead. That is just inexcusable.
She doesn't mince her words, and she doesn't get behind something that she doesn't fully believe in 100%, does she?
She's a very impressive lady. You know, she looks straight into your eyes, and I can tell you, if I had any sort of blue with anyone, I would like her on my side. Mm. She really, you know, we're talking here about silica dust, and we need to probably differentiate silica, which we use therapeutically. Mm-hmm. So, Sal, as you know, silica is an important mineral for hair and skin and nails. It's important for structure of joints.
Yes.
We're talking here differentially, though, about silica dust, which is generated in the workplace where you're crushing, cutting, drilling, grinding, sawing, or polishing. And you get these tiny particles which are inhaled, and they are small enough to penetrate deep into the lungs. And that causes this irreversible And that's an important word, irreversible lung damage.
Yes.
Therein lies the issue.
And the thing I think to remember too is that people who work in this space, it's hour after hour, day after day, year after year. So it's the build-up as well.
Yes.
So, you know, it's not like a one-off. It's not like if you're just doing a little handyman project at home or whatever. This is, these are people who are in the workforce who are, I guess, exposed to this continually.
Add to that the non-stop tide of people renovating left, right and centre, and the army of people that go through that too. So we'll discuss that in greater length. In fact, our first guest next up after the break will be Dr. Kerry Hancock, Chair of the Royal Australian College of GPs in the Respiratory Medicine Specific Interests Network. We'll find out more about silicosis and what's developing in that situation as well. Our experts are here for you too across the course of the hour. We have the one phone number, whether you're listening to us in Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide or Perth, right across the Macquarie Network. Our number is 131873. You might have some ailments, aches, pains, confusion with your scripts perhaps, or just asking for a friend. Our experts are standing by, medical herbalist and pharmacist, and also Sally, who can always find some other alternate way to boost up our vitamins, nutrients and minerals in some of her delicious dishes as well. 131873, all our callers going to air, get themselves in the draw today for that $100 gift voucher, which you can spend at any Chemist Warehouse store. So we'd love to hear from you in the next 60 minutes or so. It is the House of Wellness. We'll take a quick break. Back with more right after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, Paco Rabanne 100ml is just $79.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Get skin-loving sun protection with the Hawaiian Tropic Silk Hydration Range from Chemist Warehouse. With up to 12 hours moisturisation, the range includes both UVA and UVB SPF 50 plus sun protection. At Chemist Warehouse, the Hawaiian Tropic Silk Hydration Range starts from just $10.49. Always read the label, of course. Follow the directions for use. Sunscreen's only one part of sun protection, and prolonged high-risk sun exposure should be avoided. Frequent reapplication or use in accordance with directions is required for effective sun care protection. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Great to have your company Sunday mornings, as always, right around the country. As we mentioned at the top of the show, Erin Brockovich, the American legal activist, has turned her sights to Australia's deadly silicosis epidemic, fighting for regulatory changes to protect workers at risk. Now, as we said, silicosis is a lung disease caused by, amongst other things, inhaling silica dust, which you find in kitchen benchtops, bathroom basins, through demolition work, sandstone, brick, cement and plenty more, with an alarming number of cases now being confirmed across the country. Doctors say silicosis could be the next occupational lung disease crisis to hit Australia since the asbestos disaster. To tell us more about silicosis, we're joined by Dr. Kerry Hancock, who's chair of the Royal Australian College of GPs Respiratory Medicine Specific Interests Network. It's a mouthful. Hi, Doc. Thanks for joining us this morning. What is the issue at stake here? Set it out for us, please.
Okay, good morning. Yes, it is a little bit of a worry, the silicosis, and the when we do have concerns about our workers that are exposed to silica dust, we estimate that probably nearly 7% of Australians could potentially be exposed to silica dust in their work environments, and maybe nearly 4% of those are exposed to very high amounts of silica dust. So this really came evident about September last year when in Queensland a couple of workplaces were undergoing some health surveillance programs, and it was discovered that about 12 out of the 35 workers across those two businesses were suffering from symptoms of silicosis. And it wasn't long after that that another 10 workers were identified as having silicosis. And these were nearly all men.
Mm-hmm.
And they were working in the artificial stone industry, where they were cutting the artificial stone and therefore inhaling the silica dust. And artificial stone has extremely high concentrations of silica dust. And as you mentioned in your introduction, silica is in lots of natural rocks and soils. You know, it's in granite and sandstone and mortar and concrete and bitumen, but with the popularity of the artificial stone for our bench tops in kitchens and bathrooms, that artificial stone has these really high concentrations of silica. And obviously when you cut into it without protective gear, you make dust, and that gets inhaled into the lungs and causes the damage.
Kerry, what are the symptoms of silicosis?
Okay, they can be quite subtle to start with, and many of people with silicosis can have no symptoms to start with, and then they'll start to get a cough and shortness of breath mainly. There are some other symptoms of silicosis can cause problems other than lung issues, actually. It can cause kidney damage. It can also cause a condition called scleroderma. But the main cause is other lung problems, where it gets the dust gets inhaled into the little air sacs of the lungs and causes inflammation and then scarring. And the really sad thing is that it affects young men who often have young families. And the ones who have been exposed to the ones in the bench tops, from the bench top cutting, they have a form of silicosis that is called accelerated silicosis. So they get their symptoms just get worse and worse really quickly, and there's no treatment for it. There's no specific treatment. There's no cure, and these men are heading towards lung transplant as being their only option of surviving. And we're talking about men who are sometimes in their 30s.
Kerry, why has it taken us so long to recognise this as a risk factor? Was it just something that happened? Where did that initial work assessment start, that someone thought, let's assess these workers for their lung function and, goodness me, look what we found? What's taken us so long to start that?
I'm really not quite sure, but silicosis has been a disease that's been known about actually for centuries, really. And of course, we've had, I suppose in this last century, in this century, there have been, the Dust Diseases Board, and we've known about silicosis, and we know that people who are exposed to, cutting of rocks and things are at risk of it. But I don't think it's until this surge in the natural the fabrication and manufacturing of that stone, for that artificial stone for the bench tops, and I think it just went by the wayside. There were maybe little businesses that were doing that who maybe weren't even aware that had silica dust in it. It's a very high concentration in there that is the problem compared to the other natural rocks and stones.
Mm-hmm. So, Kerry, where to from here? Can this be treated, or is this just, I guess,
it's not curable. The patients who do have silicosis can be treated symptomatically. I mean, puffers might help them. They can be obviously encouraged to stop smoking, to not exposed to the silica dust anymore. So one hopeful thing, though, is because the profession and the government did become aware of this, there has been a lot of activity in this last 12 months about it. So all the WorkSafe organisations across the jurisdictions are aware of it, and there's the government has put into place some things. I mean, they've established a national dust diseases task force to develop some approaches to the prevention and the early detection and then the control and the management of dust diseases, of which the one at the moment is silica, silicosis. Of course, we also had the problem a few years ago of the black lung disease.
Sure.
It's ugly head as well. Yeah. And putting into place rules and regulations in the workplaces to make sure that these workers are protected and not exposed to higher amount of the silica that, you know, if people haven't got to the stage where the artificial stone has been banned, because obviously that can have implications for the businesses who are involved in that industry, but making sure that the workers have limited exposure to it and putting into place protective clothing and respiratory gear, and also doing wet. If you do the wet cutting, that's not so much of an issue. If you can get the dust to not be up in the air so you don't breathe it in, then it can be controlled in that way.
All right. Appreciate your time this morning. Sounds like you've got a very powerful and vocal ally in Erin Brockovich on your side as well. And it was great to get your updates on it this morning. Appreciate your time, Kerry.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Dr. Kerry Hancock there, Chair of the Royal Australian College of GPs with the Respiratory Medicine Specific Interests Network. One we need to watch, but we are urged, along with the opinions of Erin Brockovich as well, to take the necessary precautions for all our workers there exposed. All right, we've got a little break coming up. We're going to get to more of your phone calls. 131-873 is our number. It is the House of Wellness. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous. Our experts are standing by for your calls after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, Paco Rabanne 100 ml is just $79.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Menopause can be a confusing time in a woman's life, and that's when it's time for Promensal from Chemist Warehouse. With the onset of menopause, estrogen decreases, and women can experience symptoms like hot flushes, night sweats, and mild anxiety. Promensal's key ingredient, plant-based red clover isoflavones, mimics estrogen, offering you safe, pure, and effective support during your menopause journey. Always read the label and follow the directions for use, and if symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
And right across Australia, no matter where you're listening to us, up the eastern seaboard, through Adelaide and Perth, we have the one phone number, 131-873. All our callers going to air across the course of this show. As always, get themselves in the draw to win that $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse, which Gerald shall duly award at the end of the show. First caller is coming up now from Bellevue Hill in Sydney. Janet, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What question do you have? How can we help you out today?
I have a 15-year-old grandson with Hodgkin's lymphoma, and there seems to be some controversy as to whether he can eat red meat and can it be barbecued. Should
Janet,
you eat red meat with lymphoma?
He can certainly eat red meat, but like most things, and I'm going to ask Sally to chip in here as well, this is all about food in its least cooked state. So we're looking here at healthy food options, those Mediterranean style options, and he can have some red meat, sure. Look, barbecuing, if he enjoys a barbecue, fine, because he's growing. At 15 years of age, it's really hard to say to any young bloke, you can't have this, you can't have that. Balance, support, guidance, maybe get a dietitian involved, but you know, it's just that natural stuff, Sal, isn't it?
I think so. I think, look, I think
so. We've
when
got
you're
a type of cancer here.
That's right. Yeah. When you're going through a battle of any kind, it's important to have things that make you happy. I think that's just a general thing that is
so
important
true.
Because you're already under such assault, and particularly he's such a young boy. And I think it's important to have things that you can look forward to. And look, if he loves meat, then it's important not to take out everything. Give it, let him have a bit of it, but I would be trying to have most definitely a lot less of it. You want him to try and have you know, fish, which I know is a bit boring, and a lot of healthy like vegetables as much as you can. But yeah, don't I say don't take it away. Less about the health, more about, because I think when you're going through something like this, you need. You've already had so much taken from you. It's important not to have everything taken from you. You have to have things that you love, because one little piece of meat is not the difference between like the cure and not the cure. So sure. Let him have a little bit of something.
Yep, thanks.
Great advice. And how often do we default with our kids and grandkids to a handful of meals that we just know they're going to eat because they like it?
Yeah.
So why remove the offerings there?
Because sustenance in his case is very important, isn't it? Because we're building internal resistance.
Yep. Janet, thank you so much for your call. You're in the draw for our $100 gift voucher. 131873 is our number. Sue, good morning to you in Bacchus Marsh. Hello.
Morning, Sue.
Oh, yeah. Good morning. Yeah, I'm just wondering, we live in an area where there's three sand quarries, quite big ones.
Mm-hmm.
From the sand,
We've just got a very poor line there, Sue.
Yeah, bouncing back. I think being close to a sand quarry, we mentioned one of the ways that silica dust can be inhaled is when we're quarrying, tunnelling and so on.
Sure.
And I think her concern is, will the silica dust in an area so close to sand quarries.
Close to the quarries. Well, no, it won't, Sue. It's a different thing. So as Dr. Kerry said before, the silica dust is more about dry cutting of silica and very fine particles. So if there is dust in your area, how often do I talk about isotonic saline without a preservative? Use that because you're inhaling the dust through your nose. Clean it out of your nose a couple of times a day with an isotonic saline without a preservative and just... everything will be fine. It's a different silica dust.
And it seems to be more prevalent in the artificial stone, as the doctor was mentioning and so on, which is, I guess, a cheaper alternative to our beautiful marble and other products that we love for our kitchen and bathroom benches. Mm-hmm. So there we go. So I hope that clears that up for you. Diane, we're coming to you in Dandenong. Hello, welcome to the House of Wellness.
Oh, good morning. I was wondering if somebody could suggest something for me, please, for extreme anxiety. To Normerson, Acetacarm and 5 hours sleep. My brain just will not shut off.
Not
I've got a special worry about somebody in my life and I just can't switch off. Usually the Normerson 2 will put me off to sleep, for a good time. But what I went through last week... was horrific, and it's just, I wake up with it. I go to bed with it, I wake up. The Sedacarm seems to have some help. I've tried rest a bit, and at one Normerson, but now nothing's working.
Are you on any medications other than, Diane, on any other medications at the time, at the moment?
Oh, only on Atacan and Nexium.
Okay, good as gold. Now, a couple of things, and we can't really offer a standard solution, but exercise we know is very important. I know that sounds trite, but getting out for a walk for an hour or so does wonders where you've got things following you around. Eating more fish, we know that fish oil or taking a fish oil supplement, the herb of choice, which does involve either a pharmacist or a naturopath, is the clinically proven extract of St. John's wort. It is a brilliant herb for those people who feel that wherever they go, at whatever time of the day, there's something sitting on their shoulder really, really driving them crazy. And it's a wonderful herb. It's very gentle. You need some advice, though. And if I can help any further, houseofwellness.com.au, the Ask tab. Food-wise, Sally, obviously, you know, those things we talk about so often.
Definitely. And I think maybe also trying to come off things that are stimulating for your adrenals. So things like coffee, obviously, is very stimulating. So things that are that rev you up, you want to try and really come off those. You want to try and have things that are in some way soothing. So oats, for example, are really soothing. Funnily enough, turkey is very soothing. You know, we joke about having a big turkey dinner and falling asleep, but the reason is the turkey has what's called tryptophan. So that's a really kind of, they're just kind of soothing meals. There's a bunch of foods that have them. Oats definitely has it as well. So just trying to, as much as you can, look after your inside, I think will help a little bit. Of course, the brain is, you know, it's a fierce warrior, the brain, you know.
Well, neither of you have advocated any further tablets because food is medicine, exercise will help in this case, and herbs as well. Nice complement to what you're taking. So we wish all the best, Diane. Thank
luck,
you
Diane.
So much for your call. I hope that helps. Keep us posted, can you? Let's get to more of your calls. 131873. Carmel's in Thomastown this morning. Our experts are here for you, Carmel.
Hi, Carmel.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. We went away for the weekend, but we are unable to do anything because my husband, since yesterday morning, he woke up with this pain on the side of his leg, just below the bone.
Okay.
And it's just, really, really, really sharp when he puts his foot down.
Around his knee, Carmel?
No, just the side of the leg.
Okay.
The outside of the leg, where the big bone is. Yes.
Yes. Look, he's obviously just twisted something or tweaked something, Carmel. And now you can gently massage some anti-inflammatory cream into it. He'll enjoy that immensely. And you could probably just get some turmeric, some water-soluble extract of turmeric, and give him that today. But if it doesn't make any improvements within a couple of days, and we've got a public holiday coming up in Victoria, but say by Wednesday, if things aren't improving, it probably will need to be checked by his doctor. So water-soluble turmeric, very important, and a massage cream. And because he's your husband, treat him very gently,
anti-inflammatory protocols,
Yes, that's right, that's right.
He's got a note. Consider that a get-out-of-jail card from Gerald.
That tender, loving care, Carmel, goes a long way.
I will.
Thanks, Carmel.
With a cream. Any suggestion with a cream?
There's lots of creams around, Carmel, that don't make him smell like a broken-down footballer. So you need one that doesn't have an odour and that rubs in easily, and one that he will enjoy you applying.
Something very masculine about the old footy change rooms, though. I mean, he might
it is, except it follows you around all day. That's the problem.
Carmel, good luck. Good luck to your hubby. Thank you for your call. You're allowed to call for a friend, a loved one, a relative. 131-873 is our number. We'll have more of your calls after this break on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, Paco Rabanne 100ml is just $79.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Well, nearly everyone experiences muscle cramps, right? Try the Caruso Super Magnesium range from Chemist Warehouse. Now, the range includes Caruso Super Magnesium 240 tablets, topical cream, and also Super Magnesium Power. Powder. With 6 forms of magnesium to assist absorption, it helps relieve muscle spasms and cramping, plus it provides support for healthy cardiovascular function. Try the new size Caruso Super Magnesium 240 tablets from just $47.99. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to a health professional. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Gerald Quigley is here along with Sally Obermeider and me, Ed Phillips. We're here for your calls, 131-873. Kate is next on the line in Rosebud. Morning to you, Kate.
Good morning.
Hey, Kate.
I'm ringing about two issues, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I was a pottery teacher.
Okay.
And I associated with a lot of the famous potters. And one of them, 40 years ago, he's brilliant. His work is all over the world. Contracted silicosis and was dead within 3 months.
That's 40 years ago, Kate.
40 years ago. I turned 90 2 days ago.
Good. Happy birthday.
Good on you. Happy birthday, yeah.
But we always think about it because nothing was done to curb the use of the clay, which was the production of the silicosis, you know. And I just think that it should be noted that we're putting our kids at risk now with the pottery classes and that. I don't want them not use pottery.
They should wear masks, Kate? Is that what you're saying?
This is it. Something should have been done 40 years ago.
Of course.
The kids, I mean, we were scared out of our wits when it happened to them because it was just so sudden.
I bet. Yeah, well, that's the problem with the disease, as Dr. Kate said before. Some of the symptoms just suddenly grab you, and let's hope that the message is starting to get across that when they're talking dry dust, you've got to take the appropriate precautions.
Thank you for your call, Kate. Really appreciate your input there. Jane's in Corinda in Queensland.
Hello, Jane.
Morning.
Oh, good morning. Hi. Look, I've got a really quite a significant burn to my arm, and I've been going, it happened about a week and a half ago. I've got very slow healing from being immunosuppressed. I've been to the doctor every day to get it dressed and I've been putting Flamazine on, and it absolutely kills. I've had Flamazine before, and it hasn't caused any problem. And the pharmacist said they've changed the formula. And I'm just wondering, maybe I could be allergic to it. And if so, is there anything else that I could use instead of that?
How? What was the burn? Was it a water burn or an oil burn?
No, it's from the rack in the oven.
Oh, okay.
So it goes from about from my wrist down to nearly my elbow. It's pretty big.
Now, if you're immune suppressed, the responsibility goes right back on to where you're having that dressing done. Anytime you put something on, if there's an irritation or it hurts you, that's your body saying this isn't suitable. So there needs to be an alternative to what's being used. And the other thing worth looking at, Jane, is to improve your zinc status. So get some zinc. Zinc is remarkable for healing, and protein in your food. So fish, Sally, meat of any sort, protein also, is essential for healing.
It is. What about also collagen, GQ?
Yes.
I think that can also help too, because it is. It does help with skin renewal.
Yes, it does, as does vitamin C. So all of these things, Jane, which are a little bit on the edge, a bit on the fringe, they will contribute to promoting healing without affecting, essentially, your immune status. And that's the very important part. But it's got to start with that dressing. There's a problem somewhere.
How quickly should she expect to see some sort of improvement?
Well, once the dressing, the topical dressing's changed air, and instead of burning and tingling and irritating it, it's calming. It's almost like putting cold water on something. It should settle things. You'd expect within a week or two that there would be significant improvement.
All right, let's turn our attention now on the House of Wellness to the A to Z of vitamins. What are we flagging this week?
Red clover, Ed. This is an isoflavone. Red clover trifolium's been around for a long time. It's actually a legume. Things like chickpeas, lentils and soybeans, they're legumes, as in red clover. But red clover has some good clinical evidence to show the benefits in menopause. And it's funny, Ed, you know, we blokes talk about menopause, and certainly health practitioners talk, and talking about the obvious symptoms of menopause must make women listening to it roll their eyes back in their head to think, oh, yeah, look, we know all that, but what can we do about it? What red clover offers is a balance. And you said before that it, you've got fluctuating estrogen levels, and here we've got a balancing herb which gently allows some sort of natural control, and that's all red clover does.
Good one. The A to Z of vitamins this week brought to us by Promensal. Keep calm and cool with Promensal, available at Chemist Warehouse too. 131873 is our number. Manuel is in Mansfield in Queensland. Good morning to you.
Morning, Manuel.
G'day. How are you going?
Good. How can we help?
I just wanted to ask, I know a lot of sleeping tablets are hit and miss.
Yes,
I wanted to find out what your view is on the best one to take if for long flights.
Yeah. The best one, Manuel, by far, is melatonin. Australia's the only country in the world where you can't buy melatonin without a prescription. There is a homeopathic version around, which actually, in spite of some criticism, works quite well, but you've got to look at a different dose. Which way are you going, Manuel? To Europe or the US?
Planning on Europe.
Europe, okay. So you'll go to Singapore and then onwards, probably?
I think it's a direct 14-hour flight to Dubai and then on from there.
From Dubai. So the long leg flight, melatonin, which you can get a prescription for from the doctor, you take one tablet the night before you fly, the next tablet on the long leg, and the last tablet the first night of your new destination. So there's three at particular times. And that helps restore your time zone control and means that you can step off and get about your business as soon as you arrive where you're going. Food-wise, Sally, in your long leg flights, what do you eat to keep yourself sharp?
I just try. I always take extra snacks, only because the plain food. As much as I actually love it when the trolley comes down the aisle.
Well, you're up the pointy end, remember?
I'm definitely not. Not with two kids. So as much as it's, you know, exciting, it's unfortunately super laden with salt that just completely dehydrates. So what I just end up doing is just taking a bunch of snacks, like nothing complicated. apples, you know, some carrots. I take hummus, for example. Just whatever it is that you like, nuts, dried fruit, that kind of stuff, just so that you've got some fresh, you know, content there as well, mm-hmm. not just everything that's kind of been cooked weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. All right, and chicken beaks and things. Customs must love you.
Yes.
Okay, hope that helps you out, Manuel. A couple of quickies. I'm just going to list them in point form, Gerald. We have yes. Margaret standing by saying, some options for very bad psoriasis.
Psoriasis is an inflammatory issue, Margaret, so you've got to look at reducing inflammation. Food-wise, anti-inflammatory foods that Sally's referred to a number of times. Yeah. Load yourself with fish oil. The product range to apply to put moisture on your skin is Avene, A-V-E-N-E, and really it's a matter of settling stress, making sure your digestion is good. There's no simple answer. It's a whole pool of answers.
And a quick one for Lorraine in Acacia Ridge in Brisbane. She has swelling in her legs. Any advice?
Yes, the underlying issue is the trick here, Lorraine. Why is it happening? Is it medications you're on? Is it hot weather? Is it just general pooling? First person to talk to is your doctor to say, why is this happening?
All right. House of Wellness TV. The guys luckily had an absolute junket to Hawaii a week or so ago. We're going to hear what's coming up on the show. We get an encore performance. And Luke Hines will join us after this on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, Paco Rabanne 100ml is just $79.99. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Every Sunday morning across the country, we are your port of call to help you get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous. We do it on the radio and on the television as well, where Luke Hines will be revisiting his fabulous junket to Hawaii again. Hines, he gave me a real man-like bear hug earlier in the week, and I loved every minute of it. Hines, thank you for that.
I need one of those bear hugs this morning. Ed, good morning, guys. Well, should I say aloha? Because yes. This weekend episode is all about our friend GQ in a Hawaiian shirt because we went off to Hawaii. And I tell you what, it was incredibly jam-packed. Next time you guys are going to have to come. And these are the things you're going to find out on today's episode. So first off, as you guys know, I'm all about food and getting all that goodness into you. So I met a guy called Trav. Now, he's one of four brothers who has created these sunrise shacks across Hawaii. And they celebrate the bullet coffee, which is organic coffee with the MCT oil, the grass-fed butter. So I was in absolute foodie heaven. And if that wasn't enough, I got to see from ocean to plate how the original poke bowl got to come together.
Is that fancy fish and chip shop that you were hanging around?
Mate, that was off camera. You can't tell anyone about that.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
To have all the fun, Joe got into the art of traditional Hawaiian massage. Rach learnt how to do the hula. Now, she's from Dancing with the Stars. She should have already known how to do that, to be honest. And a whole lot more. And GQ, you even got to come along for the ride as well.
I work very hard, Luke. You know that.
Absolutely. It is such a great episode, guys. So if you didn't catch it in prime time on Tuesday, today is the day where you can watch it and thrive on all things Hawaii.
Fantastic, mate. Midday across the country on Channel 7. Something about coconuts will be mentioned, of course. And we'll catch you on the TV a little bit later on today. Thanks, Hinesy.
See you, Luke.
See
you,
family. Bye. See yourself. Bye.
We had some great calls today, and time
wonderful
to pick a winner
calls
from all.
Yeah,
those.
And for those who couldn't get through, houseofwellness.com.au, the Ask tab. The winner today is Kate from Rosebud, who had some very important messages about her life as a potter. So two reasons. One, she was on topic, and two, Kate, happy 90th birthday.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Don't forget that website too for delicious recipes, nutritious to delicious. There's a TV tab to watch back episodes of the House of Wellness TV and the radio tab as well. Thanks for your company, everybody. Gerald, that goes for you as well.
Well, thank you, Ed.
Sally, doubly so.
Happy Sunday, everybody.
Have I don't like the way you said that, Sal. But
have a healthy one. We shall rejoin you again next Sunday morning right across the country for another edition of the House of Wellness. Bye for now.